What's up, everybody? Nate Sarantino here, back with another episode of the Guided Spirits podcast. And I'm going to talk to y'all about discipline today and how being disciplined is going to be the key to becoming a legendary person versus someone who's great. So the first thing, I just want to define, like, the difference between being legendary and being great is where you're, like, the top 1% when you're great, and you're the top 0.001% when you're legendary. And the people who are great are, like, you know, they're doing everything right and they are growing every day. And the people who are legendary are doing the things that the people who are great don't want to do. And it's like this, like, it really comes down to the finite details and how consistent you are in doing these things. So the first, like, main point I wanted to talk about was semen retention. And I had a podcast about this when I first started the podcast, and it really is one of the best episodes I ever recorded in popularity standpoint. And I think the reason it is because it impacts basically every single man on this planet. Like, if you are producing semen and you want to have a higher power or, have more energy and more power, retaining the semen that you produce will be the thing that gives you that massive edge against, like, all the other people who aren't. And when I was in college, like, I went to a comedy show, and, like, one of the comedians was, like, joking about how, like, everyone masturbates, and I was just, like, thinking to myself, like, damn, like, talk about knowing your audience. Like, the, like, at a college campus, like, there was literally, like, signs up in, like, dorms saying, like, don't masturbate in the shower. It's, like, gross. And it's just, like, really funny to me, like, thinking back to that time in my life where, like the few people who didn't, like, you could, like, see how much, like, they were doing. And even in normal life, like, you can, like, I feel like it's something that you can tell, like, when people are working, like, tirelessly, you can see who, like, who pushes themselves harder and who doesn't. And I think it normally comes down to semen retention and having more energy to actually push yourself with, and, like, building that, like, testosterone in your body and giving yourself that edge. So, the idea of, like, semen being your life force, and that every time you let it out, you die a little bit. And, like, never mind that, just, like, the amount of energy it takes to produce, like, another being, and, like, in the orgasm, every time you orgasm, you let out energy into the universe, and, like, you're wasting that energy that you could have let out into another form. So it's really important to minimize, like, ejaculation, and, like, don't, like, even, like, having sex, like, it's not, like, masturbation's, like, basically pointless, like, maybe, like, once in a very while, but besides that, excuse me, I would only do it when, I would only ejaculate having sex, or, like, find a way for, like, your woman to please you, and then don't even let her please you all the time, or, man, I guess I shouldn't, be biased. With that being said, I want to move into the next little part of this, which is working out, and then, like, at the same time, I pair this with cold showers. So, I started doing cold showers a little bit ago to build discipline, and it was, like, one of those things where I would, like, I'd wake up in the morning, and I'd just take a cold shower, and before this, I would do push-ups. I would wake up, and the first thing I would do was, like, I started off doing 210 push-ups because I used to do 150, like, back in, like, December. And I stopped doing push-ups for a while, and I was just, like, going to the gym. And then I wasn't able to go to the gym. This was before I got that job at Tully. And I was just, like, I need to work out more again. And I was like, well, let me just do the most basic thing I can do, which is push-ups. And I'd wake up and I'd do 210 push-ups, push that up to 248 after, like, a week and a half. And then I started doing, like, 300-something after, like, that, like, second week. And I did 300 for, like, a week until, like, my chest was getting so big that my knees started to hurt because I was leaning forward too much. So, but it all was, like, 3 weeks of, like, building that, like, habit. Like, it really does take, like, 21 days to build a habit. Like, for real. Like, in my experience, like, if you take a cold shower every morning for 3 weeks straight, you're going to build a habit. And then if you keep doing that and do it for, like, 3 months, you're going to build a lifestyle. And that's the truth. Like, if you want to make yourself better and you want to be disciplined to build a lifestyle that is disciplined, you got to do it for like 90 days. And that's a good amount of time. It's a quarter of a year. So like, it's just cold showers. Like, I rarely take hot showers anymore. Only when I really need to clean myself. And it's like, I would rather just take a cold shower and like get it rinse as many times throughout the day. And you keep them short, but you make sure it's cold. And it just like, there's no forgiveness. You like, the second you get in, you know it. You're like, all right, I gotta do this. And then you do it. Like, that's the discipline of it. And this is like the difference between like the 1% and 0.001%. So, and this brings us to my last point, and I'm going to have a podcast on this solely, but I just want to, like, show that, like, all these things are, like, focusing your energy and what you choose to do with your energy. So, like, how you use your energy is up to you, but, like, letting your energy go in, like, pointless masturbation is, like, dumb as fuck, and I can't say that any kinder, for real. I just, like, I think it's really stupid, and if you're just, like, trying to, like, feel pleasure, like, I don't know, find a better way. Like, go play a sport, go pick up a new activity, and learn how to do it, and when you get good, you're gonna be pleasured by how good you're getting at it. Like, that's the best way. Like, go do something physically, like, go do some physical exercise in some form. Like, when I go skateboarding or when I go ride my scooter at the skate park and I land a trick and I've been trying this trick for, like, 10, 20 tries and you land it finally and you're like, yes! Like, it like, the dopamine, like, it's, like, it feels good. That same dopamine can be found through that instead of masturbating. And that's important to get. It's discipline in whatever you want to do. If you want to become better at whatever it is, you have to be disciplined. The same goes for the podcasts. I listened back to the other podcasts and heard how bad I was talking when I would keep saying and ah and like and this and that. And this was pissing myself off so much. And I said, I got to become better. And now I'm focused on it. And it all comes down to focusing my energy where I want to become better, being disciplined and having control over my own life. And with all that being said, use the energy you have to your advantage. Sexual energy is the most powerful energy. Understand that the highest form of discipline will be from semen retention. For real. Like, it is going to be your highest form of discipline for every single, like, man in this world. I don't really think there's a better form. And because once you can control that, you basically control your energy, like the energy that is like giving you life. So with that being said, use it wisely and don't just give it to anyone, because that energy you could use to save your own life and instead you're giving it to give someone else life. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah. Thank you for listening. My name is Nate Sarantino, and this was the Guide Spirits Podcast.